Welcome to What to Read Wednesdays, your go-to podcast for staff picks from your friends at Delaware County District Library. Here, we'll talk about books, podcasts, and other relevant media. I'm your host, Annie Pasma. Hello, DCDL listeners. I hope your summer's off to a great start. Our summer reading club is going well, and I'm always excited to see how much kids are reading. Study after study has shown how just as little as 20 minutes a day of reading helps brain development, extended vocabulary, social skills, and a whole host of other things. We at DCDL emphasize that reading to your kids or having them listen to audiobooks counts. It counts, folks. That's why our reading program includes babies as well. So read, 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 read. And that includes you parents. We have the Summer Reading Club applies to you too. If you look on the side of the reading logs, there's like a little bookmark that you can mark what you've been reading and cut it out and hand it in. So come in and let us help you find your books. I know that some parents have kids who are not great readers or who are reluctant readers. Our job is to put the right book in your child's hand. So let us do our job. Come on in and let us help you. You can come in at any time, Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, with the exception of the Ostrander branch, and on Friday and Saturday, 9 to 5. That was my way of telling you what our new hours are, because I forgot to do that last time. Sorry. All right. Today, I have a treat for you all. I'm interviewing Cassie from the Outreach Department. But before I do that, I want to shed some light on our amazing Outreach Department. Many of our community are serviced through the Outreach Department, through their homebound service. So patrons who can't physically come to the library, the Outreach Department picks books for them and takes it to them. We have the bookmobile. We have, just so many things. I don't even know everything that they do. And did you know that anytime you put an item on hold and have it come to your local branch, how does it get there? The Outreach Department. They do so much, you guys. And they do so much more. But suffice it to say, the library as a whole would fall apart without the Outreach Department, and they don't get nearly enough attention. So if you'd like to say thank you, write a card, drop it off at your local branch, because you know who's going to come and pick it up? The Outreach Department. So with that amazing introduction to her department, let's talk to Cassie to hear what she has to say about her job, how long she's been there, her favorite genres, and whatever else may come up. Hi, friends. I'm here with my friend Cassie from the Outreach Department. So I'm just going to ask her a few questions, and we're going to have an awesome conversation. So Cassie, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I am Cassie, and I work in the Outreach Department of the Delaware County Library. I've been here for about 10, actually over 10 years.
Oh, nice. Nice. I was trying to think about that. Like, on July 5th, I will have been with the Delaware Library for 5 years. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that you've been there. I mean, you've been there for as long as I've been there. So it had to have been over 5 years. But I didn't know how long you've been there. So over 10 years. That's awesome.
Yes, thanks.
Yeah. Have you always been in the Outreach Department, or have you been to the other branches?
No, I started in outreach when the Orange branch opened. So they were doing a lot of restructuring, and I interviewed for outreach, and I was just part-time at that time. So I filled in at all the other branches.
Oh.
So I kind of worked CERC, and it helped with my training.
Yeah.
And then a few years ago, I went full-time.
Nice. Oh, so you know how to do everything.
I try. things change in the branches. So whenever I go there, I'm like, so what's new? What do you need to tell me?
Right. So. Nice. Mm-hmm. So what is your favorite genre to read?
I love romance. Mm. I always say that I love love.
Nice.
Yeah, any kind. I mean, I'll read any kind of romance. I'm not really big on historical romances, but I have read some. But I'll read anything. I read nonfiction occasionally. I like mystery. I like books that are in a series.
Mm.
So with recurring characters, it's a little sad when you read a book and it's just over and you kind of have a book hangover.
Yeah.
That you want it to keep going and there isn't. So I love series.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. I love it. I go back and forth. Actually, I do love series because I do get that feeling where it's like, oh my word, I just finished this really great book and now it is done. What else? What am I to do?
Exactly.
So what is your favorite romance book?
my favorite romance book. I like, these are some pretty steamy romance books. I really like the Driven series by Kay Bromberg.
Okay.
That's a good one. And there are like 5 books in that. And another one is the Crossfire series. And I think, I might not be correct, but I think Sylvia Day wrote that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know who that is. Yeah.
But I really love Janet Ivanovich and her Stephanie Plum mystery series.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. It has a lot of, it has everything in there. It's a little romance, mystery. Sometimes it's pretty suspenseful, but it's a good read.
The one that I read, I found it really funny. Like she's got humor in it too. Yeah.
I do feel that her earlier books, there was more content there. And now that she's in, I don't know if she's like 27,
yeah.
26, 27.
Yeah.
They're very quick reads and the content, it's like she's writing them more quickly and there's not the content there anymore.
Sure.
But they're still funny. They still have all the elements in there, but there's just not enough. I could read a longer book, I think.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So, well, you said you don't prefer historical, because I was thinking, I saw that the Netflix Bridgerton series is based on a Julia Quinn novel. And so I was,
yes.
Have you read those?
Okay. I started the first one, but it was like the series. So it was kind of like, I couldn't really get into it. I was trying to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I watched Bridgerton and I really liked it and I didn't think I would. But you find yourself mimicking the characters, how they talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought I wanted to listen to it. Well, listening to it, it was just like I was picturing. It was very, what I did read, it followed along with the series on Netflix. But I think I'm going to start with the second one. I'm going to try a different one.
Okay.
So start with the second one. Since I haven't seen, the second one's not out yet.
Sure.
Series. But so I am going to try the second one. Have you read more than one of those?
I haven't read them.
Okay.
Some romance novels make me super uncomfortable. In my last job, my director loved romance. He is a huge romance fan, loves Harlequins, all that stuff. And for an assignment, he made all of us read a romance novel. And I was so embarrassed. Like, I'm like 23 years old. This is my first professional job. It was super young, naive, and innocent. And I'm reading this stuff, and I'm like, oh, my word. I don't know. Like, I just, my face was so flushed. And when he asked me about it, it was like in a meeting, he asked me about it. And I just like immediately turned red. And he's like, did you read it? I was like, yes.
That's a little strange.
Oh, I could tell you stories. It was not fun. But anyway, all that to say that I read a couple of romances. The one that I read most recently, the Kiss Quotient. Is that what it's called? I think that's what it's called. And it was pretty sweet. Like, I can't handle, like, the steamy parts, so I skip over the steamy parts. But the story itself was really sweet. Mm-hmm. And I think that I got that recommendation from Hillary.
I'll have to check that one out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. What was the other thing? What are you reading right now?
Right now, I am, about a few months ago in the book page, I saw a book by Catherine Center. Have you heard of her?
I want to say yes, but I don't say that with confidence.
In the book pages, there was What You Wish For, and it sounded interesting, so I requested it, and I fell in love with her writing.
Ooh.
She's just, I looked up, they categorize her as contemporary fiction, which is more realistic, strives toward realism, and often explores, like, things that happen day to day, normal things that you can, you know, happen in your life, real things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I read that one, and then I read, I really liked it. But then I read the reviews for it, and a lot of people didn't like it. They thought it was slow and not her normal writing. So come to find out, she has several other books. So I checked them out, and I've read about 5 of her books now.
Oh, wow.
But my favorite is How to Walk Away.
Nice.
Her writing, Catherine Center's writing is funny. They're funny books. There's no steamy parts in it. there's always a purpose behind the book. Like,
okay,
the person always goes through struggles. Her characters have many layers. She doesn't have a ton of characters in the book, but the ones that do, there's a purpose for them being in the book, and there's, you know, many things to find out throughout the book. But the How to Walk Away, it starts with a tragic accident, and you think that is what, it's just her struggles throughout the book on how she can find hope and joy in the obstacles that she endures. A lot of the lesson and the purpose that she writes about, they could actually be found in all of her books. And I remember a statement in What You Wish For. It was, to choose joy purposefully. And I think that statement pretty much characterizes all of her books. Even though the topics are different, the topics are all real. Some of the books are events that are happening now that they touch on. I think they're really good book group books. Because Ooh. There are so many different layers, and she does not shy away from the hard topics. And I don't know, I just really liked her. I thought this was her first novel, but it wasn't, What You Wish For. But I would have to say, out of her books, my favorite ones are How to Walk Away and Happiness for Beginners. Those two are really good.
Wow, I'm, like, intrigued. I'm definitely going to have to put that on my to-read list for sure. That sounds amazing.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Is there anything else you want to highlight about outreach or just, you know, the library?
We have started. I feel that outreach has had to really restructure how we do things because we go into the public and after and during a pandemic, you can't do anything the normal way that you've done them. We are at the stage where we are now offering, just this week we started, it's called Open Air Bookmobile, where we take the bookmobile. We can't take them to all the our locations that we go to, but we've chosen some that work where we take the carts off the bookmobile and kind of spread them out, and we just check out like that. People can browse. And we have cute little umbrellas on them to shade the cart so people, because it has been very sunny. So people can browse books and not get a sunburn. But it's really exciting. We're, each day we have to discuss how the stop went and what we could do differently, what worked, what didn't. But we're really excited about being able to get books out to people that we see, and it's just a little bit of us, some of the normalcy. Hopefully it'll keep going like that, and things will be normal before long.
Awesome. That's so, you know, as I was writing my script for this episode, like I always do an introduction, even with the interviews, or even with the episodes that have interviews, you know, I was like, you guys might not know this, but the outreach department, like the library would fall apart if it weren't for the outreach department. Like you guys are, you know, you guys do so much, but, you know, since you're not like in one place, right? You're the outreach. I mean, you're housed in the orange building, but I mean, you know, you don't, people don't come to the outreach department. You know, you go out to other people. Like, I feel like so many of our patrons don't even realize that how much you guys do. And whenever I can highlight the outreach department, I'm like, you guys, you don't even know.
Well, that is so nice. Thank you so much, Annie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even just hearing this, like just what you highlighted, I was like, I had no idea. That's amazing. That's so awesome. And it's so exciting. I just love how, you know, for me, like at the main branch, I have the things that I do. Like I have my routine. I have what I, you know, supposed to do every day. And you guys have to like, be ready to switch it up, be ready to change. Like this isn't working. You know, we've got to figure out another way to get books to our patrons. And I just think that that's really amazing. And it's a great gift. And I am very, very appreciative of you guys for sure.
Well, thank you. We everyone in the department, I feel really does like their job, and we really feel like we make a difference in our patrons' lives, and that's important. So we're willing to change and do whatever we need to do to get, you know, be able to see our patrons and get the books back out there again.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's so awesome. Well, Cassie, thank you so much for coming on with me. I really appreciate you taking the time.
You're welcome. Thank you, Annie.
Isn't Cassie so sweet, you guys? I love talking to her. We don't get to chat very often. She, you know, when she drops off stuff at the main branch, usually I get to say hi, and sometimes she gives me a piece of candy, which really makes my day because I love candy. But yeah, she's just really fun to talk to. I hope you guys enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. Okay, thanks for tuning in, you guys. Again, if you have any questions or comments, email me at whattoread@delawarelibrary.org. And I will catch you again in 2 weeks. I'm your host, Annie Pasma. Thanks for listening.